such as, why do people sell their winning shares and hang on to their losing ones?
Basically, the setup of the study is a capuchin monkey walks into a room and finds in that room a bowl of, say, 12 tokens, and has come through time to understand that various human experimenters, which are mulling about the room, are willing to trade these tokens for different types of food. So there's an apple human, and there's a pear human, and there's a peach human. And then the way that we vary prices is that at different times and at different days, individual human experimenters, for example, when being given a token, hand over one piece of apple, for example, a cut in the price of apples by half would mean that when you give this human experimenter a token, he now exchanges or hands the capuchin monkey two apple chunks.
Oh, and the monkeys find this out by trial and error. They just go around the room offering their money to the humans.
So they find it out both by trial and error and also by visual inspection, because the way that we have our human experimenters work is they essentially walk around kind of carrying in an outstretched hand the types of food, the types and the amount of food that they're willing to exchange for a token. So a capuchin monkey will oftentimes in our experiments walk around, look at, say, like two different human experimenters. Sometimes he'll actually even smell a little bit what they're offering, and then he'll go over to his bowl of tokens, he'll pick up a token, and he'll quite deliberately walk over to a particular human, and he'll exchange the token for what the human was offering. So what I was describing to you earlier was very, very simple purchasing situations in which monkeys behave very similarly to humans. They demonstrate much of the rational behavior that humans do in those simple settings. In more complex settings, they actually demonstrate a lot of our irrationalities as well, and here's a setting in which they demonstrate loss aversion. So, a slightly more complicated purchasing situation. A capuchin monkey walks into a room, and there are two humans with whom he can trade. The first human stands there with a single slice of apple in their outstretched hand, right? And if the capuchin monkey gives this human a token, half the time the human hands over the one slice that they were displaying. Half the time, however, the human pulls a bonus slice of apple out of their pocket, puts the two slices now in their hand, and gives the capuchin monkey two slices. Right? So this person is a 50-50 gamble between one slice of apple and two. The other human in the room walks around displaying two slices of apple, and if given a token by the capuchin monkey, half the time delivers those two slices of apple, and half the time removes one of the slices after being given the token, puts it back in their pocket, and only gives one. So effectively, both of these human traders are 50-50 gamble. What you're purchasing is a 50-50 gamble between one piece of apple and two. Now, most kind of naive psychological theories would suggest that the capuchin monkey, well, you know, dumb monkey, would just simply always trade with the person who initially displays more food, who initially displays two chunks of apple, and then half the time takes one of them away. A loss-averse kind of intuition, however, tells you that this person who displays more food and then half the time takes away one piece has a potential of delivering you what feels like a psychic loss. Whereas the person who walks around displaying one piece of apple and half the time gives you a bonus piece of apple presents the possibility of a psychic gain.
Yes, and your study clearly shows that the capuchin monkeys prefer to go for the psychological lift of having an extra bit of apple than suffer the psychological pain of having one taken away from them, although the outcome was exactly the same. Do you really think, though, this is telling us something about how deeply ingrained investing habits are in the stock market, for example? Is it shedding any light on that?
What the studies of me and my co-author Laurie Santos try and demonstrate is that these tendencies are innate, and our studies suggest that they are so deeply wired in the human brain that they most likely date back at least 40 million years in our evolutionary history.
I was talking there to Professor Keith Chen from Yale University on his studies of the tufted capuchin monkeys.